I gave this platform to God, okay? I'm on a very specific mission.
We have to identify who the real enemy is. We have to know, where does this infiltration come from? The American people need a warrior that's unafraid to point out the real enemy. The American people are deserving of truth, exposure, and extreme accountability for the crimes against humanity that are being committed. We're on the brink of the complete collapse of America, while at the same time at the precipice of an amazing victory. If we want to prevent our children from facing a future bloodbath, I mean, I'm talking mass amounts of bloodshed, we need to step up and fight this war, and we need to fight it now. Uncensored. I refuse to be silenced or muzzled. Unafraid. No man will intimidate me. Unstoppable.
And extreme accountability. Good evening and welcome to the Stu Peters Show. So Israel's war in Gaza is one of the biggest issues in American politics heading into this 2024 election. We have these two political parties, both funded with billions of dollars worth of Jewish and Israel first cash. And even the independent candidate, RFK Jr., shills for Israel. So this tiny nation, this foreign secular nation state on the other side of the planet, which, by the way, was birthed through political trickery and religious distortion and terrorism, including attacks that killed Americans, has its teeth in every single end of the political spectrum. And while the corporate media would like everyone to believe that Americans are monolithic in their support for Israel, reality says otherwise. Israel is hemorrhaging support among nearly all demographic groups, except, of course, for the roughly 2% of America that's made up of Jews, most of whom are now more militant than ever in their support for Israel and its war effort. And it's not just Israel that Americans are turning against. It's the politicians who do whatever Israel says, who write Israel a blank check for United States financial and military and political support every single year. They plant it in every federal spending bill. No questions asked, no debate had. And the American people are fed up with this. They're just getting sick and tired of seeing their tax dollars shipped off to a country that spies on us and that commits anti-American espionage, that was so happy about 9/11 that they broke into dance. And that is right now at this very moment, while this show broadcasts at 6 p.m. Eastern Time every single day, including today, the 26th of March, Tuesday, 2024, they are committing a genocide of Palestinians in Gaza to expand their own territory with the full backing of the United States government. They're launching drone strikes and military raids against civilians. They are deliberately slaughtering children. They're actually luring Palestinian civilians to aid sites in hopes of getting, you know, food or water or medicine or shelter, where they then turn their guns on them and they mow them down. So, of course, there's widespread reports of sexual assault and sexual misconduct on behalf of the Israelis, the very thing that they love to accuse Hamas of doing. And this isn't limited to Gaza. No, it's in the West Bank. It's expanding to Lebanon. It's threatening the entire Middle East, and not just Muslims. No, Israel is slaughtering Christians right alongside of them. And we think Americans are sick and tired of paying for it. On Super Tuesday, Joe Biden lost a sizable amount of the vote to the uncommitted option. This was a direct response to his unwavering support for Israel, no doubt, and his refusal to broker a ceasefire. And just recently, President Trump, who has been mostly silent on the issue, finally weighed in. It was long overdue. Now, he didn't come out and call for a ceasefire, but he did call for Israel to finish up its war as soon as possible. He warned Israel to be very careful and said that they're losing a whole lot of support.
Get to peace. You can't have this going on. And I will say, Israel has to be very careful because you're losing a lot of the world. You're losing a lot of support. But you have to finish up. You have to get the job done. And you have to get onto peace. You have to get onto a normal life for Israel and for everybody else.
Now, obviously, Trump didn't go nearly far enough. Anyone who watches that video can see that he was speaking very carefully, and after all, he was talking to the Israeli press. But for a Republican presidential candidate to even halfway imply that Israel should stop slaughtering civilians marks a pretty big shift in the national political conversation. We'll take credit for some of that. I mean, it sounds pathetic for a supposedly sovereign nation. When he was in the White House, Trump was a major supporter of Israel. Nobody can deny that. His cabinet quickly became occupied by Israel First war hawks like John Bolton, or how about his son-in-law, Jared Kushner? Jewish financial colonizer Steve Mnuchin, who's right now profiting off of the war in Gaza. I mean, the list goes on and on. So, of course, Trump took his obligatory trips to Israel. He put on the stupid, embarrassing tiny hat, cried, and kissed the wall. He did all of the things that U.S. presidents and other world leaders are required to do upon taking office, to prove their support and their allegiance to this genocidal secular nation state of Israel that's masquerading as the rightful government of the Holy Land. And the support for Israel from Trump, which included strikes on Israeli adversaries in the Middle East, was a big black eye for his administration. If you ask many of his most populous Truly America First supporters, they'll agree. During his 2016 campaign, there was a genuine hope among many of these people, a hope that he helped to build up, by the way, that Israel's control over American foreign policy would at least somewhat diminish under him. But as usual, it only seemed to grow. But now that he's spent 4 years in the White House, and now that Trump is under assault from Merrick Garland's DOJ, we can only hope that he sees the way the deep state works. Do you see, President Trump, the way the deep state works? I mean, you had them right up alongside of you during your campaign, during your entire four-year tenure, at Bedminster, in Mar-a-Lago. They're still nestled up right next to you. And Israel is behind the entire operation. In 2016, when Obama was spying on his campaign, planting stories about Russian hookers and Russian collusion, he hired the Mossad to do it. Nobody should know better than you, President Trump. The Israelis have been trying to torpedo you and the America First movement from the very beginning. It's what they do best. Somebody has to stand up and say, no, we are going to declare this genocidal nation state as an enemy combatant and then treat them accordingly. Screw conversations. They're enemy combatants. They're American killers. A sovereign America is bad for them. Maybe this was somewhat of a wake-up call for President Trump when Benjamin Netanyahu was the first world leader to congratulate Biden on winning the rigged 2020 election. Netanyahu couldn't get out there fast enough to congratulate Biden. Start talking about how much of a great friend he is to Israel, how excited he was to be working with him as he planned a conquest behind the scenes. So one could only hope that Trump knows what the reality is here. But on the other hand, just recently, he said that he longs for the days that Israel controlled Congress. He said that American support for Israel has waned, and so has Israel's control over the government, which has been pretty tough for any of us to notice, but we can hope that that's finally true. Actually, he said that Israel used to own Congress, and that Capitol Hill and the rest of America were better off under Israeli ownership. What the hell does that mean? So was he putting a little breadcrumb out there? Was he feigning support for Israeli control of Congress while really just letting everyone know that he's aware of it? I mean, he could have been. But also we have to consider he could have been 100% serious, sending a message to his Israeli counterparts that he's down with the cause. Nobody knows for sure, I guess. We have to be able to look with our own eyes and believe what they see. I see a man wearing an embarrassing tiny hat and French kissing a wall. So until some major political candidate or elected official comes out and openly pushes back against Israel, it's hard to believe that they're not all controlled in some way. But if you talk about this, whether you're a politician or a public figure or a news broadcaster or just some guy walking down the street, if you talk about this kind of stuff, people try to shut you down. They torpedo your campaign or they torpedo your job. They get you silenced and kicked off of social media. We just saw this with Candace Owens. She was fired from the Daily Wire. We just saw how these Jewish enforcers can set upon whoever steps out of line and get them fired from their job, painted as an anti-Semite for daring to question them or Israel or Israel's slaughter of kids. The same Jewish victimhood mob tried silencing our friend Lucas Gage as well. He was kicked off of X for questioning Jews and posting fire extinguisher emojis, which have now become an unlikely symbol of freedom and defiance over all of the internet. But now Lucas is back online. He's welcome back to X. He's back to doing what he does best, which is waking up the masses when it comes to this satanic agenda fueling America's Jewish-Israeli overlords. And he joins us now. Lucas, thank you so much and welcome back to X. We appreciate you being here.
Stu, it's always a pleasure to be here.
So what say you about this Trump statement about ending this. I mean, does that mean to go in and finish off all of these Palestinian women and children, to just flatten and carpet bomb, you know, like Pastor Greg Locke would say, turn it into a parking lot?
I mean, it could mean that, but I feel like he said peace for all the other people as well. He didn't say Palestinians directly or the Gazans. He didn't say stop the genocide, but I think that was his way to say, okay, this has gone too far.
Why doesn't he say stop the genocide? Why doesn't anybody say that?
You know, it's the fear of the Israeli lobby. It's a fear of Jewish supremacy.
Yeah, I mean, but you can only fear something that you allow to be fearful of, right?
That's correct. That's true, Stu. And the thing is, with these people, they run politics. I mean, Trump is one guy. Even Biden was caught off the mic. You know, we have to have a come to Jesus moment with Bibi Netanyahu, because even they see it's gone too far. And frankly, I don't even think it's the concern of the Palestinian people. I feel like these people are concerned with Israel's image. They care about what the backlash is going to be toward Israel, not necessarily the people being killed by Israel. It's the fact that the world's responding, as we all see, Stu, with disgust and horror that Israel's getting away with it. This is like the first genocide live streamed in human history. That's what's going on here. So whether Trump is trying to signal that he's like, okay, this is bad, or whatever he's trying to do, it's better than saying just finish them all and kill them all and get rid of them. So he did something at least decent. But yeah, I think it wasn't just like get rid of the people and let Jared Kushner build, you know, shore houses over there. It was, we got to end this disaster. That's what he's saying.
As you're talking, I'm having this epiphany. And I've said this before, but it just became very simple for me inside of this brain of mine that works in mysterious ways sometimes. Our names, my name and your name, are on the bombs that are falling on the heads of children. This platform is here for the purpose of fighting to save children, right? And I know that you feel very passionate about fighting for kids. Why are we allowing this? Think about this. Let's just put it into the most plain and simple terms. Let's get down to brass tacks and cut all of the These are only people. I mean, well, at least they're masquerading as people. To me, they're like lizard things. But these fake politicians, both Republicans and Democrats, that sit up there in Washington, D.C. behind big, huge walls and don't allow people into the people's house unless they really want them in there, and then they open up the doors and then they escort them in there with police and then they throw them in a gulag without due process and hold them as American prisoners of war on U.S. soil. These people are just people. They're just human beings. They're no different than you and I. And a lot of them are a lot more frail than you or I, because they're old and they've been in politics, public service for, you know, 4 or 5 decades. And they leave there as multimillionaires, some of them billionaires. We all know how they're doing that. Insider trading, deals with Israel, backdoor deals, bribing, blackmail, all of this nonsense, corruption. Why haven't millions of people physically put a stop to this? Like, I mean, why are we relying on emails and text messages or going to town halls with our elected representatives and just asking them, oh, would you please do this? And then the hubris is unbelievable as they look back at you like this eye patch guy, Dan Crenshaw. He'll just stand up there and berate his constituency. Why? Because he knows that there's no accountability, because nobody's going to do shit about it. Because we live in a society that is filled with obese, lazy, do-nothing people who are scared to do anything and who refuse to make a sacrifice. Why aren't millions of people physically stopping these people from doing any more of this?
Well, you know, sadly, Stu, the one thing I learned in the Marine Corps, one of the things that stuck with me is complacency kills. And a lot of people, as you alluded to, are fat, lazy. You know, the slavery, it feels good. You got your Netflix, you got your fast food, you got your porno on your phone and every kind of app. I mean, these people don't want to sacrifice their comfort for their freedom. That's really what's happening here. And it's a sad thing to see. Now, those of us who are in the front lines doing this, we understand that this freedom, it cannot last forever. It's going to implode on itself. So all these fatsos and porn addicts are going to eventually see that, hey, I got to work 15 jobs to be signed up to Pornhub, and it's or whatever. Well, actually, it's free because porno is a weapon. But, you know, to pay for my Netflix and to pay for my video games and Burger King, I got to work 15 jobs. Now it's $100 for a Whopper. Eventually, it's going to collapse, just like Weimar Germany collapsed and other places have collapsed in history. So right now, the pain and suffering of the people isn't enough yet. We're just the ones who see what's coming. They don't. But eventually, Stu, they're going to see what's coming. They're going to feel what's coming, literally.
How is the pain and suffering not enough?
What's that?
How could the pain and suffering get much worse? You can't even buy a damn loaf of bread or a pound of bacon. You can't fill your vehicle up without, like, clutching your chest. Fuel prices have never been. And then you have this fake election cycle, which it doesn't even feel like it's an election cycle. So, of course, naturally, you have real estate prices going up. The market is booming. The rates are coming down, which is counterintuitive, actually, because usually when inflation increases, rates are tied to it and they increase. Also, right now, we're at the brink of hyperinflation, if not already borderline a recession, and rates are coming down. It's all just a game. It's all fake. It's all a movie. And then, meantime, you've got your kids at school that are being indoctrinated about chopping their off and, you know, becoming the opposite sex while males masquerade as females in their bathrooms and rape the out of them. I mean, seriously, how could it get any worse? How could the pain and suffering increase before people finally say, no, I want to be unplugged from the matrix?
Well, Stu, the thing is, what you're mentioning is this is all psychological. And yes, it's not physical pain just yet. Yet the labor of working multiple jobs is strenuous. It's tiring and it's annoying and everything. But until they're getting beat up in the streets or shot at by police or something, that's when revolutions happen. I mean, even our revolution, our forefathers had, it was the shot heard across the world. Finally, they had enough of being killed and slaughtered, so they actually revolted. But before that, and by the way, it wasn't every colonist or every American fighting the British. It was only a small few. So it's always a small few of people who see what's going on, have enough, organize, and take out tyranny. We're not there yet because the masses, there's so many of them still comfortable with their abuse. It's like Stockholm syndrome. They don't want to be fired from their jobs, so they won't say the truth and, you know, keep the lights on in their house and keep feeding their addictions and their food addictions and porn addictions, whatever else. And therefore, it's not bad enough just yet. But when you look at Weimar Germany, when mothers are, and daughters are in prostitution just to feed themselves, and they have to literally take carts of whatever Reichsmarks or Deutschmarks at the time. And by the time they got to the store, bread was too expensive and it was worth nothing anymore. They had to come back later. That's when Americans, I think, when they're starving, everyone's getting fired from, there are no jobs left. I think at that point, Stu, and we're not there yet. You and I see what's coming. That's why we're projecting our intelligence on the population. They're not that smart, unfortunately. They'd rather choose comfort over freedom, because there's not much sacrifice to be made when they're sitting there like fat pigs watching pornography.
By the way, Pornhub owned by a Jew. Is it inevitable that Americans are going to have to physically fight this government and its fighting apparatus?
I believe that what will probably happen is this system will just collapse in of itself, and we're going to start forming communities that are going to just break apart.
So you don't think there's going to be a big kinetic civil war or some big physical uprising where Americans are taking it to the government physically, like with weapons?
I don't think that's going to happen, because you would need like literal generals and other in the military to betray the government and form their own military alliances and things like
that. Well, what happened in Weimar when millions of people supported the rise of Hitler?
Yeah, no, is it possible? For sure. But we have such a big country, hundreds of millions of people, so many diverse people. Remember, Germany at that time, were all Germans. And there was basically two religions. It was Protestants and Catholics. You're looking at America, it's 300 million people, who knows how many illegals, of all different religions, of all different races, and all different political ideologies. I mean, we have people who think abortion is great and people who hate it. Completely opposite from each other.
Yeah, but you don't need 350 million people to agree. 3% does a pretty damn good job from what I understand.
Correct. You're right. So I'm saying, could there be a kinetic group of people who engage kinetically? Yes. But I don't see like the country splitting in half and the left side versus the right side. I mean, that would... just too many pockets of things, but it's possible. Anything's possible, Stu. I think it's going to get ugly for sure at some point. Yes, I agree with you. There will be kinetic fights at some level, but I don't see like a civil war, you know, north versus south type of thing or left versus right type of thing. I mean, anything's possible. I'm just saying what I think. I think look, this country's already gone. This is not a country. This is an economic zone where the parasite class causes chaos and divides us while they feed off of us. That's what we're seeing here. That's what I'm seeing. So I don't even think there is an America or an American people to stand up and fight until they unite with each other on an ideological basis and then fight the parasite class in that way. But that's why they love democracy and they love division, so that they could keep us at each other's throats arguing about stupid things while they rob us blind.
Hmm. Do you think that ideologically we actually really have to align? I mean, it doesn't
everything, Stu. And that's why I push an alliance where I get everyone to just put aside everything on personal levels and focus on the common enemy, which is Jewish supremacy. That's what it is. People want to say it's the Illuminati and whatever. No, it's Jewish supremacy. These people have names. They're doing things out in the open. They're bragging about it. I mean, the other day, AIPAC bragged that all of their people got elected. All of them, like 100%. Like, hello, it wasn't China, it wasn't Russia who did it, it's Israel. So they're openly bragging about it. You see this Rabbi Shmuley, the best thing that ever happened to us, by the way, it's one of the best things, just destroying Israel's reputation, completely ruining everything, making Jewish people look insane, opening up like this the way he is, this battle with Candace Owens, and the Daily Wire completely destroyed their reputation, firing a black woman who's a Christian for disagreeing with a Jew on Daily Wire, which is supposed to be America First and Christian, but it's not because it's clearly run by Jews, but it's not run by a Jew. It's just people are seeing the nonsense, Stu. So there's a lot of things going on, a lot of moving parts. And like even Trump, what he said was, you know, very much crossing the line almost. So we are seeing, Stu, because of our work. I'm so happy. I've been texting a lot of people in the background. I'm so happy finally, after busting our ass for years, that we're seeing things coming to fruition. So this is just the beginning of the end of Jewish supremacy, in my view. And I'm really excited for it. And things are shaping up. I mean, look, they just finally, America abstains from the vote at the UN. I mean, that's incredible. And people started clapping. Yay, no more genocide. Finally, America caught on. I mean, this is big stuff. And Israel's like, oh, we don't care about anything. We don't care about any laws and international and people and stuff like this. So everyone's starting to see what's going on, Stu. So it's just a matter of time that more people catch on. And like I say many times, I say the cat's out of the bag. It has rabies and it's biting everyone. The awakening, or the noticing, which by the way is now bannable on X, is inevitable. It's going to, whether they take you out, me out, it's going to go on and on and on. So it, again, I don't want a kinetic conflict. I would love a spiritual revolution. People just wake up and start making the changes. But we don't know what's going to happen. But we do know the noticing, the awakening is going to continue regardless. It is inevitable that we do get our country back, whatever's left of it, and build something on top of it.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it's never going back to the way that it was.
No.
But I don't think that it should. I think that it should be built back even greater. And this is why all of these candidates, from RFK to Trump to Biden to whoever, I mean, it doesn't really matter. And this is the frustrating thing, is because they have to have the blessing of Israel in order to attract the attention of the Jewish-owned and funded media. So even if there was a William Wallace-like populist candidate that had the support of, you know, oh, say Hitler, I guess, millions of people that say, yeah, we want to burn this pornographic filth and this pedophilic nonsense that's being pushed in front of our kids, and we want to fight for them. I've said out loud that I think book burning is a heroic act, and I think that we should do it again. I think we should have massive book burning parties. I think that's awesome. These people, you know, contacted the CEO of Rumble and said, oh my God, you have to pull this video down. Stu Peters called Hitler a hero. No, I didn't. I didn't say that at all. The Rolling Stone said that I said that. They put me on the front page of their stupid rag that I don't think anybody else reads anymore. They're obviously getting dark money from Israel because nobody reads it anymore. So I didn't say that. But anybody, I don't care if you're a serial killer that is in prison, you know, awaiting execution. You go in there and you kill pedophiles. To me, that's a heroic act. It doesn't mean that you're a hero. It just means that you did something that was heroic. And I think that burning those books was heroic. And that's why millions of people supported Hitler. But to my point, if there was a candidate like that, nobody would ever know about them. Nobody would know that there's somebody who's willing to grab a hold of their nutsack and display the testicular fortitude necessary to look at Israel and define them as a genocidal nation state, declare them and classify them as an enemy combatant to the United States, and then treat them accordingly. Somebody has to do that. All of these other candidates, it's all bull. It's all fake. It's all movie. It's all theater. And it doesn't matter who it is that's occupying the White House, or, you know, who the president of the United States is at this point, because they're just going to continue to push bioweapons, pledge an allegiance to that country, send trillions of our dollars there until we actually put a stop to it. So I'm just hoping that the noticing turns into remedy and actual action very soon. We need that. Lucas Gage, welcome back to X. Welcome back. Thank you for being here on the program. We appreciate it. And you're welcome back anytime. God bless you.
Always a pleasure to see. Thank you.
Of course. You heard Lucas say that apathy is a killer, complacency is a killer. It's absolutely one of the most dangerous things ever. Because of an entire boomer generation, here we are. And a lot of these people own small and independent businesses that want to advertise on platforms like this one, but now, of course, they're scared. Oh my God, he's talking about Israel. He's talking about Israel. I can't spend money over there. And so these people are at least temporarily getting what they want, which is scaring money away from platforms like this one and other dissident alternative media broadcasts. But we're not going to stand for that, which is why all of the great products that we offer here on this program, we are going to have now, effective today, in our very own store. So it's a one-stop shop. Everything that you have on this program is going to be at spnstore.com. If you want to support us and you want to keep us on the air, do all of your shopping at spnstore.com. all of the best products are going to be available there. We're going to have merch there. Effective right now, there are great purge products there. The parasites, the things that you're getting from this shedding, from this mRNA injection, you're going to clean all of that stuff out. These parasites eat the hell out of you. That purge product, Purge Suddenly, available at spnstore.com right now. You can pre-order a whole bunch of other things right now. Support this program. Help to keep us on the air. Go to spnstore.com. Again, spnstore.com. We'll be right back. We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C. But look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation. Or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from Goldco. Call them today, please, 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD. You know, there's just a lot of tired people out there. People are exhausted. People are hitting that snooze button and then slamming their heads right back down on the pillow every morning. If you think about it, with all of the problems that you have to take care of at work and at home, with your family, with your friends, it's no wonder that you feel so tired. You take care of a lot of different things. But if you really stop to think about it, who takes care of you? Magnesium Breakthrough is an all-natural supplement. It helps me reduce fatigue and sleep more peacefully. It's even strengthened my muscle, it improved my heart and brain function, and while most magnesium supplements aren't full spectrum, Magnesium Breakthrough is the only magnesium supplement on the market that contains the optimal ratio of all seven essential types of magnesium. Imagine having the strength and energy to get out of bed every morning and face the day boldly and courageously, to be able to show up as your best self, to keep that energy up through the day and into the night. So if you want to feel more energized, if you want to get the best night's sleep that you've had in forever, check out buyoptimizers.com/Stu Peters. By using the promo code Stu Peters, you'll unlock all kinds of special offers. So two things to remember. Buyoptimizers.com/Stu Peters and then use promo code Stu Peters. You'll be amazed at how much better you feel by taking Magnesium Breakthrough. You know, a lot of people think they're ready for what's coming. Some world government roaming the streets of the United States, seizing guns from Americans, disarming you. A lot of people think, oh, when the deep state comes or the zombie apocalypse happens, I'm totally ready. In today's world, you have to be prepared for everything. It's not just an option, it's a necessity. When it comes to protecting my friends and family and ensuring that we're getting ready for any emergency, I choose American Reserves. With American Reserves, you're not just buying peace of mind. No, you're investing in high-quality, long-shelf-life emergency food, top-notch water filtration products, essential survival gear designed to keep you safe and your kids safe no matter what. In emergency situations, having these products will keep you and your family alive. I'm not overstating this. And I know the people at American Reserves. I love doing business with them because they're patriots. They're Christians. They care truly about your family's preparedness. So don't wait for the emergency to find you and your family unprepared. Visit AmericanReserves.com today. If you use the discount code STU, you'll get 10% off everything. Take the first step towards securing your family's safety with American Reserves. You're not just ready, you're prepared for anything. Again, AmericanReserves.com and use promo code STU. Welcome back. So SPNstore.com is open. A lot of advertisers are scared to do business with us because of all of our noticing, I guess. Well, we refuse to stray away from the truth. We're not going to be intimidated by 30 pieces of silver. We're not going to compromise ourselves for some shekels. So the way to keep us on the air is to support us by buying all of the greatest products directly from us at spnstore.com. You know, as we get into mid-2024 and we're less than 8 months away from Election Day, by the way, does it even seem like it's an election season to any of you? It doesn't feel like an election year to me, but the persecution effort against Trump really makes it seem like it because that's really heating up. Multiple cases are starting to take shape in the court system, and they've obviously been timed out to inflict maximum damage on his presidential campaign. So over the past couple of weeks, of course, this RICO case down in Georgia and The ghetto Fulton County DA Fannie Willis were all in the national headlines, and after some hiccups, that case is moving toward a trial. There's been news out of New York as well, where Trump was found liable for paying the crazed woman E. Jean Carroll over $400 million worth of damages, and Letitia James, the lesbian attorney general for New York, was trying to seize Trump Tower to pay for it. I mean, these people desperately want to start taking Trump's New York properties. They just want to humiliate him. They want to give him a black eye in the press in the middle of a so-called election, if any of you still believe in elections. But this 11th hour ruling from an appellate court struck this penalty down, and now Trump is going to have to pay $170 million, which he says he'll do within 10 days. And while both of these cases are playing out, Trump's also gearing up for a trial in Manhattan, where this fat Soros-funded clown Alvin Bragg is prosecuting a criminal case against him. On Monday, he appeared in court on what would have been the first day of his trial had he not been delayed by a last-minute document dump, so now they're saying the trial will start on April 15th. Trump tried to push for more of a delay, but of course, the leftist judge overseeing the case won't allow for it. Imagine that. Is the judiciary compromised? I'm just wondering. And you know, throughout this process, there's already been huge prosecutorial misconduct on behalf of Alvin Bragg and the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. They've illegally leaked information to the press. Okay? They've illegally refused to share information with the Trump defense team. They've gone out of their way to dump documents at last possible minute to give Trump and his lawyers as little time as possible to look over them. And now, in less than 3 weeks, they'll be trying to throw Trump in jail over an alleged payment to Stormy Daniels 8 years ago. By the way, even if this hooker was having sex with Donald Trump, is that illegal? Like, honestly, how is this even a criminal case? They just make this stuff up out of whole cloth. Unprecedented criminal charges. Nobody has ever been charged in this manner ever in the history of our country, ever. But this is exactly what the Democrats, if you still believe in that construct, and the GOP establishment, one and the same, by the way, this entire disgusting uniparty, they have wanted this entire time. They want Trump bogged down with these ridiculous fake criminal cases for as long as possible. They want to pull him off the campaign trail and distract him from his presidential campaign. They want to destroy his credibility. They want to destroy his reputation with the public in any way that they can. And if possible, they want to throw him in prison or have him killed. I'm still predicting that, by the way. I made that prediction when I was on with Alex Jones. Yes, I think it's imminent they're going to assassinate Trump. And all of this to help rig an election. And Trump was calling this out when he was in court in New York on Monday. He said that this is the weaponization of the government. And we all know why it's happening, because they're trying to knock him out. They're trying to turn the people against him, but it's not working.
So we're going through this weaponization of our government to try and knock out somebody's political opponent. And so far, based on the polls, it's not working at all. The people understand it. We have a man who just ruled they'd like the trial to start in 21 days or something. And I don't know how you can have a trial that's going on right in the middle of an election. Not fair. Not fair.
Of course it's not fair. And he said it himself. I mean, they can't win without cheating. This is why we have rigged elections.
And that was done by Biden and his thugs also, because they can't win an election because of the borders, because of energy prices, because of inflation, because of Afghanistan, the worst and most embarrassing day in the history of our country. He can't win because of Russia, because of all the problems, because of Ukraine being attacked by Russia. And he can't win because of the October 7th attack of Israel, which he should have never allowed to happen, would have never happened if I were president. Ukraine would have never been attacked if I was president. And you wouldn't have inflation if I was president. We didn't have inflation. So all of these things, so what they do is they do election interference, which is court cases, and let's try and tie him up, and let's take as much of his money as possible. I respect the appellate division for substantially reducing that ridiculous amount of money that was put on by a corrupt judge.
You know, Trump said it there. Voters who still believe in voting are seeing this for exactly what it is. These persecutions and prosecutions all over the country at every level of our judicial system, federal, state, local, they've all backfired massively on these people. The American people are seeing them for what they are. This is a naked attempt to manipulate our 2024 election, and everybody knows it. They manipulate all of them by any means necessary. even the people who support it, because they know that they can't win without cheating. They won't be able to win the 2024 election without running psyops and persecutions and election fraud schemes, because our country is under an invasion. Our country's government has been infiltrated, is now occupied. The economy is in the toilet. We're on the brink of World War III on multiple fronts. Our kids are being attacked. Trannies are running, you know, every level of our bureaucracy. Our country is under the rule of an illegitimate foreign-owned and operated regime. And if Trump is even half of what he claims to be, he's a massive threat to it. So they'll do everything that they can to stay in control, like rigging another election on every front imaginable, not just at the ballot box, but in the press and in the legal system, everywhere. Clint Russell agrees with us, I believe, on this. I mean, Clint joins us now. He can tell us, do you think I'm full of shit, or am I being overly paranoid here, hyperbolic, exaggerating in any way? And does it really even matter? Do we even have elections in this country anymore? What say you?
Well, that's a good question. As to the legitimacy of our elections, I think that's highly dubious. But I think that the broader concerns about the weaponization of the judicial system against political opposition is very concerning. And I say this as a libertarian and not as a Trump supporter. But, my larger overarching concern about all of this is that when you start to levy fines to the tune of $500 million for a fraud case in which there was no victim, in which the loans were paid in full, in which there were no complaints from the lenders themselves, it's quite clear that property rights in America are under threat. And I think this is ultimately ties in perfectly to the squatters' rights that you're seeing in some of these liberal cities.
We've covered that. I just absolutely can't believe it. I mean, yeah. We used to have to worry about like parasite criminal thugs coming into your house and robbing you for your big screen, flat screen TV, or taking your fine jewelry or something. They're stealing your house now. And judges.
And arresting the owner.
Yeah. And saying, hand over your keys to these people. Yeah. We know that this was a home invasion and these people took over, but they deserve to be there. They're illegal aliens. And by the way, in New York City, they're giving gun permits to these people. Who else can, if you look like me, you're not getting a gun permit in New York City.
Right. Well, and I mean, this all ties into communism, which is at its core an attack on property rights. And, this is why I've spoken out repeatedly and why I get accused of being a Trump supporter so often, is that I recognize that the attacks that are being perpetrated against Donald Trump are symbolic of an underlining either Marxist or communist revolution, one that tries to tear out the roots of property rights. And without property rights, you don't own, obviously, your property, but that includes your own body. And in short order, you're lined up against the wall. I think that if you, whether you support Donald Trump or not, everybody with any sense of rational or critical thinking or understanding of history ought to be rising in his defense. I mean, this is absolutely absurd. It's clearly an Eighth Amendment violation. The fines that were levied against him, particularly given that there was no damages, and they tried to hit him with a $500 million fine. There is no man on the planet that could have suffered such injustice and had anybody justifying it. But because Trump has been painted as Orange Hitler for the past 7 years, many in this nation have no problem with it. And I just think it's totally reprehensible.
Well, that's okay. I'm shock jock Hitler. let me
aren't
just,
we all?
Yeah, let me just say this, Clint. I think that you're right about everything that you're saying, but I kind of want to take this to like even a wider view. It's sure. Not about supporting Trump. Okay, and it's not even really Trump's message, to be honest with you. The 2015 Trump going into the 2016 election was not really Trump. This was one man saying what the populist viewpoint was, what the wishes of the majority of our country was: secure our borders, have a merit-based economy instead of an affirmative action economy, stop indoctrinating our kids with pedophilic transgender stuff. Stop teaching our kids to hate the color of their skin if they're white. Stop sending hundreds of billions of dollars to foreign countries. Militarize our border. Bring our military home. Have no more forever wars. But the problem is that populist viewpoint goes against the military-industrial complex mission, which is to enrich and to have all of these NGOs and power and all of that stuff that's being funneled back to this foreign secular nation state of Israel, which we believe also owns Trump because he was there wearing an embarrassing tiny hat and French kissing a wall. Everybody knows that, all of these candidates are getting their funding from this place. So what I believe is happening here is that the 2015-16 Trump was a symbolic thing. It was the message. It was the message of the American people that were shouting, these are the things that we want, among other things. So now what this is, this persecution and prosecution of Trump is a message back from this authoritarian, totalitarian, oligarch-based deep state that is saying, hey, we will crush anybody that wants these things for America. We will crush any dissent to the ushering in of a one world governance, some sort of new world order or the Great Reset or Agenda 2030. Don't get in the way or we will squash you like bugs. So this really is just a symbolic message, not to Trump, but to us. So Trump was right when he said, they're not coming after me, they're coming after you. Do you agree?
And he's in the way. No, I actually do agree with that. I think that particularly with my additional deep dive research on how this immigration crisis has come to pass and why it has 10x'd in you know, over the past decade from what used to be historical averages of 300,000 or 400,000 up to 3 or 4 million, this is not organic. And I think that Trump, as you said, represented the populist rebellion against these plans, and many people really just feel it, you know, with intuition as opposed to research. But let me tell you, after doing the research, it is actually true that this is a United Nations plot, that they are trying to spread global equity by allowing the third world to migrate to the first world. And that doesn't just include America. It also includes Europe, which is what we've seen.
I'm glad that you said that. How far will the UN go to enforce this, to make this happen? I'm running out of time here. How far will the UN go? Are we seeing like kinetic UN presence, boots on the ground, blue helmets, door to door, confiscating firearms, disarming Americans type efforts here?
I would say not, but I would say that they're willing to undermine a sitting president. We've already seen the FBI spy on Trump before he was even the president of the United States. They also attempted to coup him multiple times. I think that this is part of a globalist operation, and the extents that they'll take to try and remove any sort of populist rebellion, I think, is limitless.
Man, I'll tell you what, I normally don't agree with you libertarians, to be honest with you, but you know, you're coming from a pretty based and well-balanced perspective, and I think that you're absolutely dead on nuts. And we would welcome you back anytime. I appreciate you making the time. By the way, where can people go and follow you on social media if they want to hear more of what Clint Russell has to say?
Certainly. At Liberty Lockpod on X and Liberty Lockdown's the show. I also do the best political show over on We Are Change on Rumble with Luke Radowski. Well, thanks for having me.
Busy guy. Thanks for making the time for us. Appreciate it.
You.
What if I told you there was a hostile alien species that controls your appetite, sleep, and focus? Invaders that urinate and defecate throughout your body whenever they are hungry. We call them parasites, and they are the root cause of many health issues that result in pain, suffering, and death. The Purge is our solution. Purge Suddenly offers a unique blend of 17 detoxifying ingredients, including black walnut hull and wormwood, scientifically proven to not only kill parasites, but to destroy and flush them out. If you've never gone through a parasite cleanse or didn't do it the right way, our proven formula prepares you for a complete and total victory. Increased alertness, weight loss, and clear skin are just a few of the potential benefits customers have reported back. Kill the parasites, destroy their eggs, and build a big, beautiful wall inside your body to keep them out. It is time to purge suddenly. It's you or them. Make your move now.
We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C. But look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation, or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from Goldco. Call them today, please, 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD. Just in the rhythm of your daily life, your privacy faces countless threats. The NSA and countless other people able to listen in on your phone conversations and obtain your text messages. That's why I want to introduce you to Privacy from phone123.com, your mobile fortress. With state-of-the-art end-to-end encryption, your data's journey is shielded. You can speak freely with privacy's secure call feature. Adaptive authentication learns from you, enhancing security without slowing you down. Privacy's intuitive design makes powerful protection accessible to everyone. Behind the scenes, privacy is always evolving, defending against the latest threats. Empower your digital life with privacy starting at just $35. Visit phone123.com/stew. Again, that's phone123.com/stew, or just call them. Connect to mobile. Complete privacy assurance. Welcome back. Have you had the chance to visit SPNstore.com yet? SPNstore.com. This is the only way that we're going to stay on the air, by the way. So we're taking all of the best products, all of the best merchandise, and we're slowly putting it into the SPN store. You can go there. You can pre-order all kinds of stuff. I think I'm going to do a murder pedophiles t-shirt. Do you think that'll go over well? SPNstore.com. This is how you can support the platform and keep us on the air as the deep state wants to take us down. These people from that foreign secular nation state of Israel are noticing that we're noticing, and they seem to think that they have the apparatus to go ahead and take us down. So go to spnstore.com. Ever since this Russian concert hall came under attack, leading to the murder of at least 133 people and the wounding of 100 more, the U.S. government has been claiming that ISIS is back in business. You know, the Islamic State. Yeah, they're telling us that ISIS, this terror group founded by the CIA and by the Mossad that we're told was defeated on the battlefield years ago, just rose from the dead and just so happened to go into Russia totally organically and just start massacring people. Just as Russia is in the midst of a war with the Western vassal state of Ukraine, that it looks like Russia is going to win. And how couldn't they? Of course, they have a couple of million active duty soldiers. When our government acts like they're so sure of something, so I just want to make myself perfectly clear here, especially so quickly, it usually means that they're involved or that they're at least involved with planting a cover-up story so they can take advantage of the whole situation. I mean, this is the empire of lies. Everybody knows that. But the potential for U.S. involvement here goes way back, well back before the attack over the weekend. You see, earlier this month, our government was sending warnings to American citizens in Russia, telling them specifically, hey, stay away from concert halls because there just might be a terrorist attack at a concert hall. And now they're just trying to pawn this whole thing off on having great intel. You know, these intelligence agencies who said that there were WMDs in Iraq, who were told took a decade to find their old asset, Osama bin Laden. They're just so good at what they do, so good at their jobs, that they were able to predict the next move of a bunch of Muslims that we haven't heard from in years. Forgive me for being a skeptic, but I don't think this adds up. But the White House is doubling and tripling down on this ISIS story as people start raising questions about this attack. And Joe Biden has his Haitian press secretary outselling the lie.
In early March, the United States, this government shared information with Russia about a planned terror attack in Moscow. We were very clear about that. On March 7th, we actually informed Americans in Russia did a public advisory, to be more specific. And, you know, ISIS bears the sole responsibility here. The sole responsibility, and Mr. Putin understands that. We shared that with their government. And so there is no evidence, absolutely no evidence, that Ukraine was involved here.
We told Vladimir Putin that it wasn't, you know, it wasn't Ukraine. So he's got to believe us. Something just doesn't seem right here. And we have plenty of precedent to back that up. We can go look in our own country, at our own government. We can look at the World Trade Center, Tower 7. We can look at the dancing Israelis. We could just look at Russia and what's happened there over the past couple of years. It wasn't long ago. It was like only 2022 when the Nord Stream pipeline blew up. Russia's pipeline carrying fuel into Europe detonated in the middle of the Black Sea, causing a massive ecological and economic disaster. And right away, our government started telling us that the Russians blew it up themselves. Why would they do that? Can anybody make sense of that for me? Yeah, they told us that the Russians decided to kick off their war with Ukraine by blowing up their own pipeline and crippling their own energy exports. Hey, I got a great idea for your next basketball game. Before you go play the other team, just kill the rest of your team. Makes sense, right? That's how you're going to win. But of course, we knew the whole time, and it was later confirmed, that this was all a lie. The Ukrainians did it with the help of the CIA, with the help of us, and with the help of NATO. It was an attack on Russia. Not an attack by Russia. And many people believe that what we just saw in Moscow was the same thing. A Western-backed or Western-led attack on Russia with the help of Ukraine and with the help of the CIA Mossad mercenaries that the United States and Israel go around hiring to do their dirty work in the East. There's been reports coming out for days now saying that these Moscow attackers were paid hundreds of thousands of rubles to do this, that they were recruited specifically to pull off this attack, that they were arrested en route to Ukraine, and the Russian government says that these guys had contacts inside of Ukraine. They were working with them to cross the border, to cross into that fake and gay and disgusting cesspit of a fake country once they got done slaughtering people. So once again, none of what the United States government is telling us is adding up. And it looks like, once again, the CIA and their partners around the world are behind a terrorist attack and the murder of innocent civilians. Victor Hugovasa Jr. from the Republic of Georgia on the border with Russia joins us now. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me, Stu. I want your audience to understand. First, my name is Victor Hugovasa Jr., and I self-identify as a Black Jewish female lesbian taco trapped in a man's body with Asperger's syndrome and a Soros Holocaust survivor who dated Anne Frank. I also identify as a person of size. So if I decide to play Russian roulette and get on a Boeing death trap with Southwest Airlines, I can get a free seat for my big fat self. That being said, taking into consideration what Rabbi Barkley said to school the Black female Candace Owens with the definition of anti-Semitic and that it is constantly evolving and changing minute by minute and second by second, I want your audience to understand that the definition of anti-Semitic now is anyone who disagrees with me, who condemns me, who berates me, belittles me, or in any way disagrees with anything that I say.
Yeah, well, like I said, don't want to hurt your feelings by any means.
Yes. And that is the advice that I've been giving to people in the United States who I call the United Slaves of America. They don't seem to understand that right now victimization is power. And the ultimate victims are the Jews who have said, and I post this on my channel that you can find on victorhugocollection.com. The videos on BitChute and on Rumble, you just scroll to the bottom of the page. ABC News has run a segment that states that 800 million Jews died during the Holocaust. You have Chip Roy, who went in front of, I think it was Congress or the Senate, and said that 12.5 million Jews died during the Holocaust. And then you had the official number, even before World War II started, was saying that 6 million Jews died. So the number has actually been increasing from 6 million Jews to now 800 million Jews. And this is ABC News that fact-checked Kennedy when he was trying to state that the Pfizer, the Moderna, the AstraZeneca, and then Johnson & Johnson were not, as the CDC and the FDA and Fauci and Biden and everyone else claimed, were safe and effective. So what they did was they chose a Black woman to go on ABC News and tell the people that they had to fact check Kennedy's statement about the vaccines. But that's why, not only to safeguard myself from being criticized, do I self-identify as a fat Black Jewish female lesbian taco trapped in a man's body with Asperger's syndrome. This way I protect myself from anybody who is either ableist, ageist, sexist, transphobic, homophobic, or racist. And when people say, well, how is that possible that you were born in 1970 in Elmhurst Hospital, Queens, the same hospital that Trump was born in and that made world headlines when the so-called COVID virus, which they still haven't identified, by the way, they said that they needed refrigeration trucks out there because there were so many bodies of people dying. So all of a sudden, Elmhurst made world headlines, and people are like, how is that possible that you can be a Holocaust survivor who dated Anne Frank? To that, I say age is just a social construct.
That's right.
So, you know, you cannot play this game and not expect people to start understanding that in order to win, we have to understand the rules of this game. Mm-hmm. And the number one rule is you need to start self-identifying as a Jew, Stu Peters. And all you have to do is pretty much get one of these right here and curl your hair up like this and then understand the Talmud.
Victor Hugo, I will never, ever wear one of those tiny, embarrassing hats, and I will never kiss that f-ing wall. I just want to make myself very clear.
I've been to that wall, and this is one of the things that I recommend people do. Most people in the United States don't even have a passport, and they're afraid to travel outside of their states. You have to get out there into the world. I've been to Israel. So when I hear what happened October 7th, I know that they're lying to me, because that wall is so huge, and there's so much military, and they have mines on the outside. I've been to Gaza. I've been to the West Bank. I've been to Palestine. I've seen it for myself. I know that's an open-air prison. And I know that what they're telling us are lies. But I also understand that the Talmud states that you can use lies to circumvent the non-Jews. And what they also state is that even the best of non-Jew should all be killed, which amazes me that Kristi Noem has outlawed Christianity in a sense, because you can't even state history anymore with saying that the Jews chose Barabbas over Jesus Christ. And any kind of crimes against humanity that the Jews have done in history is now illegal to state. So according to what Rabbi Barclay told Candace Owens, you can say these things if you self-identify as a Jew.
Okay.
And so that's the thing, Stu. You don't have to wear the hat. There's a lot of Jews who don't wear the hat. Just tell them you're a Jew, and you will throw them into a conundrum. Because how can a Jew, put it this way, Stu, if a man can get pregnant, I can be a Jew. Trust the science.
If self-identifying as a Jew means denouncing my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I just don't even think that I can identify that way. This Russian concert hall.
I'm a Jew for Jesus.
Okay, there you go. This Russian concert hall where this massacre took place, ISIS did this. Is that true?
ISIS is the Israeli Secret Intelligence Service. And what's interesting is NBC, the fake news channel, came out immediately and let the world know that it was, in fact, Israel. The same thing with Hamas. Hamas is Israel. What the United Slaves of America don't understand is that the outside world knows about the CIA and how the CIA works for the Federal Reserve, which works for the central bankers, which basically works for Israel. Israel is controlling the United States. The United States is a vassal state of Israel. The whole world knows it. Russia knows it. China knows it. I was living in China. And how I found all this stuff up was by getting out of my comfort zone and leaving the United States. They do not teach this in the schools in the United States. You will not learn this on channels other than yours, which are banned and censored, really. I mean, you're shadow banned. And anyway, thing is, when I went to China, the Chinese, it was fresh in their minds about the Mao Revolution. And the Mao Revolution was orchestrated by the Jews. I'm not going to call them globalists. I'm not going to call them Zionists. I'm not going to call them deep state, because those are just words that are used to distract from the enemy. And you have to know your enemy. And the enemy is the Jew. And my enemy is someone who states in the Talmud that their main objective, their purpose, their sole reason for living is to destroy me, because I am a non-Jew. Of course, right now I self-identify for reasons of—
You're safe.
I mean, this is a situation—
Your feelings are safe. Your bodily autonomy is safe. Unless you're actually at the Holy Land of Israel, by the way, God's chosen people there have been mandated. I think they're on their 10th booster. So your bodily autonomy isn't safe. I don't know about self-identification and how it's going to help you there. But, you know, at least from murder and Mossad and blackmail, and having your feelings hurt, you're definitely safe.
Well, the other thing that the Jews don't even realize is that during the Holocaust, and I didn't learn this until, again, moving out, and now I'm surrounded by Russians and there's Germans and there's Ukrainians. I'm in a gateway country between Asia, Africa, Europe, and the Middle East. So this is the ancient Silk Road. This is one of the most ancient civilizations. It's over 5,000 years old, one of the oldest languages. And these people, this is where the Khazarian Mafia originated too. So these people told me that during World War II, a lot of the Nazis were actually Jews, because the Jews were the ones who are able to do the Holocaust.
Not which is unlike what we're seeing right now in Ukraine, where the so-called president of that country, Volodymyr Zelensky, says he is a Jew and he is also a Nazi.
Yes. And so that is something that when I heard that, I couldn't believe it. But then you go down that rabbit hole and you dare to step away from the mainstream media narrative that is being fed to the brainwashed people in the United States. And then you realize, wow, that's true.
Do you think that's why nobody will come here for a debate on this? I mean, is my geopolitical analysis pretty much dead on?
Well, nobody in the United States will do that. But I'm not in the United States. Realize, destiny put me here. God put me here. Fate put me here. Whatever you want to call the creator. I was living in China during the Wuhan virus outbreak, and I got an email from the State Department that said that I had 48 hours to escape, and that if I didn't escape, that my life was in danger and they couldn't protect me. So I had to make the decision. I have a 10-year visa to live and work with masters in the art world in China until 2029. But what was happening was they were locking the building that I was in. As soon as I walked downstairs, I saw that they were padlocking it, and I was going to be stuck in there. They also shut off the electric and the water. So I immediately called somebody and said, hey, listen, you got to get me out of here. And so they said, well, you're going to have to leave all your stuff behind. I had to escape China with $250 in my pocket. And the first country that I was able to get to was Istanbul, Turkey. And then from Istanbul, Turkey, I flew to the Republic of Georgia, which is on the border with Turkey and just a ferry ride away from Sochi, Russia. But I'm also near Armenia and Azerbaijan. So there's all sorts of wars going on around me. And when I got here, I learned about the Khazarian Mafia, because apparently the people were telling me that the children were disappearing and the children were being slaughtered. And so what they did was they went up to the mountains where the giants live, because these people are huge. The Russians are massive, and the people from Georgia are also really big. They're the Caucasus Mountains. That's where you get Caucasians. They're blonde and blue-eyed, and they're giants. So anyway, they came down, and they got rid of the Khazarian Mafia. They sent them away from here. So this was the first place that they were evicted from. Then they moved towards Ukraine, which is where they're trying to take over the Ukraine again, because they're holding this vendetta. But also I learned from the Chinese when I was living in China that what the Khazarian Mafia would do is they were name stealers. They would make friends with you. They would invite you into their home. They would feed you. And then when they learned everything about you, oh, you're Stu Peters. You have a show. Really interesting. You sell some merchandise. Great. And then they find out what your plan is, if you're planning on doing the tour or whatever. And then they would make pretend that they were you, because this was in the day before television and cell phones and internet and everything. They would show up to China, make pretend that they were Stu Peters. They would get paid up front for whatever contract or deal that they had. They would never go through with it. Then they would leave and go somewhere else. They would basically follow the route of this person taking that person's identity. So the Chinese knew about them. The Russians knew about them. These Georgians know about them. All these people know about them. The problem is the United States of America is relatively a young country. The United States, which I was born and raised in and I love, are like teenagers. So you try telling your 11-year-old or your 12-year-old that Taylor Swift is not who she seems to be, or that the P. Diddy, who's now the black Jeffrey Epstein, is not who he appears to be. They're going to think that you're just an old fart who doesn't know what you're talking about. Well, that's how the United States is. When you tell them, listen, it's the Jews, they're like, oh, you're anti-Semitic, you're racist, you're this. No, these people have no problem saying it's the Jews. Putin knew as soon as this happened that it was the Jews. And you know how he knew? Because that girl Nuland, Victoria Nuland, went out in public a little over a month ago. And she said, oh, we've got some surprises set up for you. This is an old battle. This is going on for centuries, what they're fighting. And this is a battle. It's a spiritual battle. And it's the Jews versus everybody else. I know people don't want to hear that, but it's the Jews versus the non-Jews.
And I mean, I think that there's probably not a viewing audience on the face of the planet aside from this one that more fully understands that. I can say that with the utmost confidence. I would like to invite you to come here, actually, and to sit down with me to have, because I think that, you know, from your perspective, from the things that you're talking about, It would be a very interesting conversation, wouldn't it? Yeah. We should have him on the uncancelable couch.
But because we're here
in this format, I only have a couple of minutes left. So I want to ask you, what's going to happen? How is this going to play out? You say it's the Jews versus everyone else and everyone else versus the Jews. How is this going to play out?
I think, just like Dustin Nemo says, the 110th eviction is about to happen. And if it doesn't happen, then the United States is going to end up being destroyed, which is what they want to do, because they want to destroy Edom, because they want to rebuild the temple. So that's the strategy, and it's working right now. They've infiltrated. They're masters of deception. They're infiltrators. They did this back in the Sanhedrin in 1492. They said, we're going to take over the merchant system. We're going to take over the courts. We're going to take over the pharmacia. We're going to take over the medical industry. We're going to take over all the news and information back then that was being. So this is planned since 1492. It's revenge. It's all about revenge. If you see, they control Hollywood. The movies in Hollywood about revenge. The music industry, it's all negative. It's not positive. I noticed that you have Psalm 37, and that's something that is a beautiful thing when I got that from you. And they don't focus on that. I mean, these people are all about revenge. And I have a lot of Jewish friends, and a lot of the Jewish friends are the ones who tell me these things. That's how I find this out, by the way, because there are a lot of whistleblowers within the Jewish community that said, hey, Victor, we don't agree with this. But the problem is, they need to start being whistleblowers. They need to start speaking up. They need to start condemning this, because what's going to happen is people are going to get fed up with this. It's happened before in over 109 countries, thousands of times, and it's going to happen again. And just to answer your question real quick, because I know that we're tight on time.
Yeah, I got
right
one
now,
minute.
If I were to go back to the United States, I would be arrested. In the state of Florida, the things that I say, the things that I know, I would be put in solitary confinement. I would be getting a visit from the FBI. The same thing in so many other places. So right now, I actually have more free speech in Russia, in the former Soviet Union, and in China than I do in the United States. And that was the reason why I moved out, because I wanted to warn my brothers and sisters in the United States in peaceful protest that they are becoming like George Orwell, 1984, on steroids. And I'm living proof that there's more free speech in Russia, China, and the former Soviet Union than in the United States. But when that changes, and I'm not even sure if Trump is the guy, because you know what Jared Kushner said about the land in Gaza, and he sees this as a money thing. And the money is just a Babylonian magic trick that the rest of the world is uniting with BRICS. And that's why they're going to kill the dollar. The dollar is dead. I can't even use the dollar here because the Russians call it candy wrapper. They say that's what it's used for.
Yeah. It's
anyway,
fake.
I thank you for your invitation. I hope to meet you one day soon. I pray for you. I pray for your audience. I pray for the United States of America. You guys got to wake up. They're trying to kill you. This isn't a joke. Yeah. They're trying to kill you.
Trying to kill you, and they're trying to come for your kids. Victor Hugo Vaca Jr. from the Republic of Georgia on The Stu Peters Show, making his debut. Welcome back anytime. Thank you so much. More of The Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. Please go nowhere. I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention, because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about. Cardio Miracle. Go to highpowerheart.com. I would like to reserve this book in your name. It's called No Grid Survival Project, and inside you'll find 75 ingenious do-it-yourself projects that can help you to protect your own family, not only from long-term blackouts or after an EMP, but also in times of economic crisis, riots, hyperinflation, hurricanes, civil war, martial law, or any other unforeseen events that may come our way. This book, the immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent, self-sufficient on your own property. You don't want to depend on the government or anyone else for your basic needs. You'll discover things like how to make water out of thin air, the long-lasting survival foods that you can make at home, automatic backyard traps and alarms for looters and intruders, a pressurized rainwater harvester, EMP-proof survival generators, the self-sustaining greenhouse, a simple device that can keep you off of FEMA's radar, do-it-yourself, no-grid air conditioning unit, and a whole lot more. Yes, air conditioning units. Do it yourself. The immediate payoff of having these projects is that they make you independent and self-sufficient on your own property. You don't want to depend on anybody else. Go to nogridprojects.com/stu and take advantage of a 75% discount. This book right here, and this offer won't be available for long. That's nogridprojects.com/stu.
In order to consider my very simple and reasonable amendment, it's vital that the Senate must move the Democrat leader's blocking amendment out of the way in order to move forward with my amendment. Let me cut through the procedural language here. I'm bringing forward a vote on a very simple question. Do you support American taxpayer dollars being used to fly illegal immigrants from countries like Venezuela and Haiti into America to be settled in cities and towns near you? If so, then vote against me. Vote no to preserve this practice of using taxpayer dollars to charter planes that move and import thousands of illegal aliens into your states. Make no mistake here, President Biden has been secretly flying hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens from foreign countries into Blue City airports. Just last year alone, in 2023, it was reported that some 320,000 illegal aliens have been flown in using this method. Americans are
Senator's time has expired. Does this?
Well, that was Tennessee Senator Bill Hagerty in the U.S. Senate over the weekend, just before every single Democrat voted against banning the federal government, the Biden regime, from flying illegal aliens into the United States on chartered flights, paid for, of course, by you, the American taxpayer. You know, our borders, you guys very well know, are under a full invasion. We have illegals overrunning the Texas National Guard while the feds stand back and watch it happen, almost like cheering it on. We have illegal Haitians, carnivores, cannibals, setting sail and making landfall on the coast of Florida. Yeah, like they want to eat your kids. I think Biden's press secretary is Haitian. Careful if you're in the press corps. Even our northern border is coming under threat thanks to third worlders who have been flown into Canada and deliberately put in proximity to the American borders. You see, all of that's happening. And while it is, our government is using our money to pay for illegals to be flown into our airports by the hundreds of thousands, if not millions. They don't even have to bother forming migrant caravans and traveling through Central America anymore, through Mexico and then wading over the Rio Grande into Texas before they get picked up by some Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society worker. No, they can skip all of that now. And they can just be flown in by Alejandro Mayorkas and Joe Biden and all of the other traitors who should be tried for treason and upon conviction should have exacted extreme accountability upon them. Like every single one of these politicians who are willfully opening up our country to a massive invasion, which also includes a huge child trafficking component. Okay? They should all be tried, and upon conviction, they should all be executed. You touch our kids, we kill you. There are countless vulnerable, completely exposed children who are being sex trafficked and being labor trafficked and being used as drug cartel mules through this entire process, and our federal government is allowing it to happen. They're actually planning it. So our state and local governments, they're doing it too. There are kids being bussed into New York and then turned loose to fend for themselves or to be snatched up by some pervert groomer hanging around these migrant hotels looking for children to pimp out or sell to some chicken plant as slave labor. We've had Anthony Rubin on this program before to show us how illegal alien minors are being trafficked through major U.S. airports right under our noses. And Walter West says that this is happening at an even bigger rate than we can really imagine, and he joins us now. You say that when members of Congress, especially members of the GOP, are talking about the children going missing from our border, they're working with figures that are astronomically lower than reality?
Exactly. You know, we keep hearing about the 85,000 children, the 85,000 children. Those were 2021 numbers. At some point, we heard 130 out of Jim Jordan. And then all of a sudden, now there's no longer any numbers. The senator talked about the secret flights. The Biden administration is saying the flights aren't secret. Everyone knew about them in October. How come it is that we have Venezuelan nationals that have showed us their plane tickets from September, from July? That we're talking about secret flights back to October that aren't secret, and that's what their defense is. Why aren't we discussing what was happening prior to that? That's what nobody wants to put down on. We have Venezuelans, and the neat thing is we've been able to harness a good group of Venezuelans, if you'd call it that. These are folks that recognize this is what Hugo Chavez did between 20 and 30 years ago to change their electorate. That's how they became a dictatorship. We're literally living the example that they led right now.
How many thousands of these kids have gone missing under the cover of these government trafficking programs in which kids just skip the border town holding facilities altogether and are just flown straight into the arms of their captors? Are they accounting for the children who are being sold by their own parents?
Well, exactly. Their own parents. We've had people that have come up dead over here. And then whenever they call back and say, hey, you know, the State Department gets involved, it's, hey, we need the body. The family says we need the body because we just had to give up our other kid to pay off the debt that the oldest just racked up. So this is a continual cycle of insanity. I cannot believe that the people that have testified in front of Congress with HHS that have said, hey, we have a problem. This is the federal government whistleblowers. We have a problem. What has been done? Nothing. They go up in front of Congress to testify, and there's nothing. Nothing is happening. We're not seeing any sort of movement from Congress, from the executive branch, from the military, or from the police.
How can this be seen as anything other than the fact that these politicians, these uniparty mass murderers, are interested in making it legal to have sex with kids?
Yeah, you've totally got me. We just saw with the recent news of P. Diddy's home being raided on two different fronts. Now we're going to start pointing the finger back at Hollywood. Whenever physically the Biden administration, the Mayorkas administration, has been the number one child trafficking agency in the world globally. That is what's happening right now.
Unbelievable. Mr. West, we thank you so much for being here, and we certainly appreciate it. The American people are paying the federal government. The federal government is stealing from the American people. And the federal government and its accomplices are raking in trillions of dollars to traffic kids and facilitating a massive open-air slave market spanning the entire southern border and much of the United States interior. And that extends into foreign territories worldwide. Remember that. These people are coming for your kids. And when I say these people, I mean those bureaucrats and so-called elected officials that say that they're doing the bidding of the people. Make no mistake, they will not stop until their oligarchs, their overlords, the people that handle them, the puppeteers from that foreign secular nation state of Israel, until they have unfettered legal sexual access to your children. Are you like so many millions of other Americans struggling with back taxes or unfiled returns? Well, the IRS is escalating collections, adding 20,000 new agents and sending over 5 million collection letters to kick off 2024. So in these challenging times, your best defense is Tax Network USA. Don't let the IRS take advantage of you and bully you. With over 14 years of experience, Tax Network USA has saved their clients over $1 billion in back taxes. That's $1 billion with a B. No matter the size of your tax issue, their expertise is your advantage. They specialize in negotiating with the IRS, aiming to significantly reduce your debt. Tax Network USA doesn't just negotiate, they also protect your assets from IRS seizures and manage your yearly returns for ongoing compliance. Importantly, they are licensed to help you with all state tax issues, regardless of where you live in the United States. The clock is ticking. Don't wait as the IRS steps up its game. Seize control of your financial future now. Contact the Tax Network USA for immediate relief and expert guidance. Call 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/stew. Don't let these tax issues overpower you. Again, 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/stew. Turn to Tax Network USA and find your path to financial peace of mind. It's 2024 and you must start taking care of helping your liver now more than ever. Why? Well, because the latest data indicates that those with fatty liver were 3.5 times more likely to have heart failure than those without. And did you know that 100 million Americans have fatty liver? I had no idea. That many people are at risk. We throw everything at our livers. Cholesterol, alcohol, toxins, Tylenol, cigarettes. That's why so many of us have a sluggish fatty liver that makes us gain weight and lose energy. For decades now, your liver has helped you with over 500 key functions every day. It's time to help your liver. There is a solution. Liver Health Formula, an all-natural supplement which contains 11 clinically proven botanicals that help to recharge and protect your liver. So, if you're looking to ignite your fat-burning metabolism, boost your energy, and transform how you look and feel, try Liver Health Formula and receive a free bottle of blood sugar formula to reduce sugar cravings when you order today. Try Liver Health Formula by going to getliverhelp.com/stew and claim your free bonus gift. Again, that's getliverhelp.com/stew.